Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And today I want to talk a little bit about, did God give rock and roll to you? Did rock and roll music come from God? What do you think? I can remember back in the 60s, that's what we listened to. Wasn't in church, but I sure was into rock and roll. And looking back, I can't say that I'm real proud of my life back then. But rock and roll is a very, can be a very, I guess, debilitating thing if we let it be. Let's read and see what some of the comments, some of the information about this is. Here's something by David Bowie from back in Rolling Stone magazine, February 12, 1976. That was on page 83. Rock has always been the devil's music. You can't convince me that it isn't. That's from David Bowie. He's a famous rock artist, well respected in the rock, field. Let's take a look at the origin and the intent behind secular rock and roll, and then we'll look a little bit at, about Christian rock also. I also want to say that, some of the things we're going to say in here you may not believe, but, there are things that are happening. What can I say? It's part of the music industry. I'm using an article that I read by Paula Gilbert. She's Sin is a Choice Ministries, sinisachoice.com. She wrote this back in 2009, and that's where I'm going to get some of these comments from. And it was interesting what she had to say. There's another book, but I can't remember the name of it. I got to look that up for you. But it's a great book about the Satan in rock and roll. It's just amazing. Well, the term rock and roll means actually fornication. The term was first used on a radio program by a DJ named Alan Freed back in 1951. At that time, he was referring to rhythm and blues. He started calling it rock and roll. He got the term from the Dominoes song, the group The Dominoes, called 60 Minute Man, which describes fornicating with a woman. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 Minute Man. That in itself is enough to make you step back and go, wow, didn't realize that. Pretty disgusting background there for that term. But in addition to the name, the music, actually is derived from ancient demonic sex rituals also. In Egypt, temple rituals of ancient Babylon used such music in orgies and devil worship. And in Africa, the music was used in voodoo and sex rituals. Came to America, a lot of the rock and roll did via the slaves, actually. And in New Orleans, people gathered to watch these slaves dance in the place congo. Their entire body would gyrate, to the sound of the music. Robert Palmer, he's a well-known rock guy. He said, whether we're speaking historically or musicologically, the fundamental riffs, licks, bass figures, and drum rhythms that make rock and roll can ultimately be traced back to African music of a primarily spiritual or ritual nature. In a sense, rock and roll is a kind of voodoo rooted in a vigorous tradition of celebrating nature and spirit that's far removed from the sober patriarchal values. That's by Robert Palmer. From its voodoo roots, music we now call rock took the form of jazz, which comes from a defunct word, jazz, J-A-S-S, meaning the sexual act. Jazz music was used in brothels. After that, it developed into blues and finally rock and roll. Rock musicians today testify that rock is about sex and drugs. You know, there's some quotes that, that I'm going to read you here that may come as a surprise to some of you. Debbie Harry from the group Blondie, which a lot of folks will recognize, she said, I've always thought that the main ingredients in rock are sex, really good stage shows, and really sassy music. Sex and sass, I think that's where it's at. Debbie Harry of Blondie. Another person said, rock and roll is 99% sex. That's from John Oates, who used to be with the duo Hall & Oates. Also, let's see, here's another one. I'm in rock music for the sex and the narcotics. That's what Glenn Frey of the Eagles said, and most everybody's heard of the Eagles. We've all heard of them. You know, Elvis Presley back in the 50s, he had that gyrating way of moving his hips and everything. They even called him Elvis the Pelvis, you know. So, you know, we all know kind of what some of, you know, his actions were like, and they certainly were sexual. The Beatles, a very popular musical group from the 60s and the 70s, they had, you know, Satanism in some of their music, sun worship, drugs. John Lennon one time said they were more popular than Jesus. You know, and rock and roll originated with one intent at its root, and that was rebellion. Rebellion against the norm, against society's standard of right and wrong, and against governing authorities, against parental control exerted over kids, you know, children, through, you know, God-given right, most of all against God himself, if you want to know the truth. Isaiah 15:23 tells us that for rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. You know, so you can tie all this together to see, you know, the Bible knew what it was talking about when it comes right even to rock and roll. The Bible is an amazing book, folks. There's something in it about everything, and no matter what we think, it seems like we can find whatever we're talking about, something, some reference to it in the Bible. The Lord, you know, in the Bible commands us to train up a child in the way that he should go. That's in Proverbs 22, I believe. Yeah, 22:6. You know, but how do you raise a child up that way if you're going to let them listen to rebellious messages in rock and roll? Because they certainly would interfere with any training that you're giving the kid, you know, so it's amazing. You know, here's some of the things that some of the songs teach the younger kids, teenagers and whatever. Pink Floyd says, we don't need no education. AC/DC said, you stick your 9-to-5 living and your collar and your tie, or you can stick your 9-to-5 living and your collar and your tie. Stick your moral standards, because it's all a dirty lie. Stick your golden handshake, stick your silly rules, and all the other blank that they teach the kids in school, because I ain't no fool. Going to be a rock and roll singer. Going to be a rock and roll star. That's from AC/DC. And Alice Cooper, naturally, you remember Alice Cooper back in the 70s had a song called School's Out for Summer, School's Out Forever. School's been blown to pieces. You know, stuff like that puts thoughts into these kids' mind, you know. Another group called Suicidal Tendencies said, I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. I saw her lying in a pool of red. I think it's the greatest thing I'll ever see, your dead mommy lying in front of me. You know, those are sick lyrics. You know, I hate to bring this stuff out and talk about it here on the radio, but, you know, we as Christians need to know what this rock and roll is about, because there's now Christian rock and roll that sounds just like this stuff, man. I mean, some of the words are different, but the music's the same, the beat's the same, the attitude's the same. You know, Black Sabbath, as an example, they never hid nothing. They just spoke it like it was, you know. One of their album covers blatantly says, we sold our soul for rock and roll, and had the, you know, the satanic light bolt, you know, on the cover. Ozzy Osbourne, who, you know, everybody thinks is so wonderful in the music world, you can't kill rock and roll. He says, leave me alone. Don't want your promises no more, because rock and roll is my religion and my law. And, you know, that's sad that, you know, they say this stuff, you know, but they mean it. That's what they're talking about, you know. It's amazing, you know, that. And another thing with rock and roll music, you know, you got the guys dressing up like girls and everything, you know, but, you know, it's just amazing. Even Christian bands follow that, you know, the Striper and others wore, you know, they wore makeup, excuse me, dressed in, you know, feminine silky pants suits. Women in today's hardcore punk rock bands dress boyishy and singing low guttural growls. And I'm telling you, you can go on the ForgottenWord.org website and listen to some of the Christian rock on there, and it sounds like demons growling, man. It's some spooky stuff. Also, a lot of rock musicians are gay or bisexual, you know, and it's just amazing. Also, on the Forgotten Word website, there's some articles about these two gay guys who claim to be Christian, and they sing a love song to each other. You know, it's just plumb sickening. Just disgusting, in my opinion. Sid Vicious, who was a member of the Sex Pistols, and actually the Sex Pistols, they, in part of one of their songs, they screamed out, I am an Antichrist, I am an Antichrist, or Antichrist, I'm sorry, an Antichrist and an Antichrist, both, anarchist. I can't even read what I wrote down there, damn, so I apologize for that. This allergy stuff's getting to me. But anyway, Sid Vicious, a singer from the Sex Pistols, used to cut himself with razors. Can you imagine that? Other punk rockers do this, you know, they've done the same thing. And in the Bible, you know, those kind of things are associated with paganism and demonic possession. But that's what they did, you know. It's sickening. Some of the stuff that these guys did, it was just amazing. You got people like Marilyn Manson, looks like a woman, it's actually a guy, proudly and openly confesses his worship of Satan. He publicly declares to his audience that he's a Satanist and blasphemously attacks Christ and Christians. And he's a prominent member of the bona fide Church of Satan. He dresses like a transvestite corpse dug up from the grave. His followers mimic him in heavy black distorted makeup and gothic garb, some just as happy as he is to admit they worship the devil. Isn't that sickening? I mean, it's sickening. And teenagers listen to this stuff all the time. It's really sad. It really is. But that's you know, it's what they seem to be doing, you know. And why would we want our kids to do that? But that's what they do. They listen to this music. It's whatever the trend is for whatever generation. And I can tell you from being around in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s, music from the 50s on up, every generation has changed drastically. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. Some of today's music, you can't understand a word of it. You can't understand it. I've heard people say, I just listen to it for the sound. I don't really know the words. Well, you know, your mind hears them. Your brain subconsciously hears every word being spoken. And so it's implanted into your brain, whether you even realize it consciously or not. That's the problem. You like the sound of the music. You don't realize you're hearing the words when you know, subconsciously, and they're not good and they're not healthy. That's the problem. We've got to be careful and raise our children to be better than what we're doing. We need to do a better job. We got a serious problem in this country with kids. Listen, let's continue this tomorrow. There's a lot more to go. We'll talk to you then. God bless you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.